I am so excited to talk to Katie. Katie, tell everybody who you are.
Yeah, so I am, you know, a food enthusiast. I work with a lot of different food brands, and we're really excited about all the good things to come in the food world this coming year.
You're a food enthusiast. I love that. How do you get to be called a food enthusiast?
You know, so I spent a lot of time in the food world, and now I just work with a bunch of different really cool food brands.
Aww.
And, just spent a lot of time with the food trends and what folks are looking for, you know, when they're in the grocery store.
Well, I love it, and it's so good to talk to you. We got to get ready for 2021, and I think we are all ready, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. Bring on the new year.
So tell me some of the food trends that we can look forward to.
Absolutely. So, you know, kind of some of them are staying the same, you know, from this year. Keto is not going anywhere. People are really interested in the low-carb, high-protein, you know, diets and snacks. You know, people are also super excited, I think, to try new foods in the grocery store. So if there's something when you're in the grocery store that you haven't tried before and you see it and you're curious about it, go for it. There's so many new recipes to do, you know, so many different, you know, cultures to you know, taste their food. That's really what 2021 is about. And then, of course, plant-based everything,
mm-hmm.
right?
So yeah.
A lot of us are cutting. You know, some of us are going the high-protein route. Some of us are cutting, you know, dairy and protein out altogether. So I would say those are the most popular things that you're going to see seeing people, you know, looking for this year.
So what are some of your favorite plant-based foods or keto foods or things? You have some recipes for us to try?
Absolutely. So I have a one product that I'm super partial to for both keto and plant-based. You know, I love Parm Crisps.
Mm-hmm.
So they are a 100% cheese cracker that you can make recipes with. And then they also have a plant-based version that they just launched in Whole Foods, so that's great for one or the other.
Right.
My other favorite plant-based food is Good Planet Cheese.
Mm.
So they're dairy-free, they're the plant-based cheese. So, you know, they have a third of the fat of dairy products or dairy cheese, you know, no cholesterol, and it tastes amazing.
Oh.
So those are my favorite plant-based. Now, if you are going the keto route, you're eating a lot of high-protein things, like those original Parm Crisps, like eggs, like, you know, a bone broth is a really big product right now.
Sure.
So my favorite bone broth out there is Lona Life.
Mine too.
That is so, it's so good.
Yes, it is.
And it's also a really nice snack replacement. So
mm-hmm.
I think we do a lot of smaller meals throughout the day. We do a lot of snacking. And when you think of broth or bone broth, you don't really recognize how filling it is and how warming, and it just, like, it just is a feel-good food. So, and it's perfect if you're on that high-protein diet. And then eggs. If you're looking for the ultimate egg, I recommend Nest Fresh eggs. You know, they're certified non-GMO. They're organic. They're humane. And what I love about it, you know, as we all are taking steps to be more environmentally, you know, friendly and focused, all of Nest Fresh eggs are from regional family farms.
Oh, I love that.
Like, yeah, no matter where you are, no matter where I am, if I find Nest Fresh in the store, I know that those particular eggs were sourced from a local farm in my area.
Mm, I think that's so important. You know, it really is. And let's see, we talked about Lona Life, Parm Crisps, A Good Planet, and Nest Fresh. So all those are great companies. We can find almost all of them here in our grocery stores. I mean, Kroger, Walmart, Publix, Whole Foods, Wegmans, and yeah, Kroger. Yeah, we've got everything.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I was going to say Lona Life, Parm Crisps, and Good Planet are all at Kroger.
Okay.
And then Lona Life, Parm Crisps, and Nest Fresh are all at Publix. So wherever you're shopping, you're going to find most of these products. And, you know, I say read the label. Like, these are all, like, family-owned, small brands that really care about what's going in their product.
Mm-hmm.
So Lona Life, of course, is, you know, 100% like collagen-packed bone broth. It's super good for you.
Yeah.
Good Planet, family-owned. Those cheese products are amazing, or those dairy-free or plant-based cheese products are so amazing. Right. That's fresh again. You know, it's sustainable. It's locally sourced.
Mm-hmm.
And Farm Crisps are 100% cheese. So, you know. It's
I love that. I love cheese.
Yeah. I know. And well, that's what I love about Good Plant, because I'm a big cheese girl. I love it.
Yeah.
And some plant-based cheeses just don't quite meet that mark, but Good Planet does. It tastes like you'll love it. Your vegan friends will love it. It just is so, so delicious.
Where can we find some of the recipes? On each individual websites, or how would we go about that?
Yeah, so, you know, one of the recipes that I really like for you is the Good Planet Buffalo Cauliflower Bites. So they're, you know, even good for, like, upcoming game days and stuff. So that recipe you can find more on goodplanetfoods.com or on their social channels, which you can find on their website.
Okay.
Lona Life and Parm Crisps have some really good keto recipes for you at lonalife.com and parmcrisps.com. And then Nest Fresh, nestfresh.com has, again, really great recipes for eggs. You know, you kind of have all of your food groups covered here.
There's some good snacking ideas I'm coming up here for Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve, you know, you want snacking stuff and fun stuff before you get ready for the Christmas dinner, you know?
Oh, for sure. So a lot of, you know, I like charcuterie boards right now. I know mm-hmm. those are all over. They're all the rage. So I'll put, diced hard-boiled eggs.
Ooh.
And then I'll put Parm Crisps. And prosciutto, like rolled prosciutto, rolled salami, some, you know, goat cheese or brie, some Parm Crisps, some almonds and olives, and just different little snacking things for folks on Christmas Eve or even, you know, before dinner on Christmas Day. It's just really super pretty to look at and super delicious.
And delicious, too. And, of course, we can do Lona Life's noodle cup, and we can have that, too. So, hey, it is the season.
Oh, yeah. And that is so good. It is so delicious. Yeah, so if you're, like, looking for a quick snack fix or a quick lunch as you're, you know, preparing all of these foods, Lona Life's noodle cup is so amazing.
Well, Katie, you are amazing, and I hope that you're planning something special for the holidays.
Oh, you too. I know it's a kind of a crazy year, but, you know, we're wrapping it up, and the holiday spirit is still really alive right now.
Yes,
I love,
it is. So. Thank you so much. I can't wait to talk to you next year.
Awesome. Have a wonderful holiday.
You too.